Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
You want our ideas to make Whit's End better?
No idea is too crazy.
Do you think you can flood the Earth in 4 seconds?
That's quite a storm.
And carrot cones for vegetarians.
Welcome to my new and improved shop, the W.E.
I'd like to sing a song for you tonight. It's a song I wrote back in the oily days of the band, after I got dumped by my 6th fiancé in a row. A song of pain and broken hearts. It's a little tune I call Rotting in the Prison of Love.
Nick?
Mr. Whittaker.
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning the little theater, like you said.
Yeah, I see.
Why? Do we have customers?
No. I was going to ask you to help me get rid of some old ice cream. I can't eat it all myself.
Wow. Pretty slow week, huh?
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll pick up. These things go in spurts.
What things?
Fads. I mean, the kids are all over there now because it's cool to be over there.
Oh, you mean at the Novacom Kids Center?
Yep.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You like it there?
Well, for a kid's place, yeah, it's cool.
Well, so if you were a kid, where would you spend your time? Here or at Novacom?
Well, I don't want to be insensitive.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Just tell me the truth.
Okay. I guess I'd be over there. It's a little more happening.
Happening?
With the times. Fresh. Wit's End, well, it's just a little warmed over.
Yeah.
Ancient, stale.
All right, well, thank you, Nick.
Like donuts that are 5 days old.
Thank you for not being insensitive.
Hey, that's the kind of guy I am.
Whit?
We're in here.
Hi.
Are you here to work, Connie?
Yeah, you scheduled me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I left a message on your machine. I'm not going to need you again today.
Wow, still slow?
Yeah.
This is weird. I can't remember a slump this bad. I wonder what's up.
Well, maybe I just need some new ideas. You know, Connie, on second thought, I think I will need you. Would you watch the shop for a while?
Sure.
Nick, why don't we take a little field trip? I'd like to do some marketing research.
Sounds incredibly boring.
Well, you can stay here and finish cleaning.
You know, then again, my doctor did say I wasn't getting enough boredom. Let's go, Mr. Whittaker.
Bye.
Not your average video arcade, huh?
No, I can see why it's so popular.
I know. Look at this stuff. They got virtual reality. You can pretend you're driving a race car. And it feels so real. You come out and your legs wobble. Oh, and this is the coolest. A 3D movie theater. You can watch Space Wars and the meteors and stuff really come out at you.
Space Wars?
Yeah, it's a show on Novacom.
Oh.
All the stuff in here is related to their TV shows.
I've never seen anything like it.
It's in a class by itself. Pretty much. I mean, not that your place.
Oh, there's Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel.
Mr. Whittaker, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just came to see what all the fuss is about.
Oh, yeah, the fuss. It's definitely fussy around here. Too fussy. I was just about to get out of here.
Hey, Nathaniel, did you say you wanted 50 or 75 game tokens?
Hello, Liz.
Busted.
Mr. Whittaker, what are you doing here?
He's seeing what all the fuss is about.
Oh, it's nothing.
Yeah, this place is okay, but I wouldn't want to spend a whole lot of time here.
Oh, Nathaniel, I made those changes you suggested in the laser room.
Busted again.
Thanks.
I don't believe I've met you. I'm Ricky, the manager here.
John Whitaker. Nice to meet you.
Oh, and you guys, I wrote a new program for the Sensorama room. Why don't we go and see if that thing works?
No thanks. Maybe later.
Liz?
Not now.
Okay, suit yourself. I'll see you guys later. Hey, say hi to your folks for me, Liz.
Okay.
And hey, congratulations on that award, Nathaniel.
Thanks.
See ya. Nice to meet you, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, same here. You won an award, Nathaniel?
Yeah, first place at the county computer science fair.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Listen, don't feel embarrassed that you're here and not at wit's end. It's fine. Don't worry about it. If I was your age, I'd probably be here too. Nick, why don't you go on back and take over for Connie? Tell her to go on home. I'll be there in a while.
All right. Where are you going to be?
Well, I think I'm going to take a little walk.
Join hundreds of thousands of students who will share their faith on Bring Your Bible to School Day on October 1st. This event empowers Christian students of all ages to speak God's grace and truth into the culture around them, starting with two simple steps: bringing their Bibles to school and sharing what God's Word means to them. Sign up and be counted. Text the word Bible to 72,000 or visit bringyourbible.org. While school may look different this year, God's Word stands forever.
Quinn?
Tom, there you are. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer.
I just got back. What are you doing?
I was just taking a walk through your orchard.
Well, you're not going to get very far standing up on a ladder.
Oh, it was leaning next to the tree, so I figured I'd help you pick a few apples.
You mean a few barrels of apples?
Huh? Oh, well, maybe I did get a little carried away.
But this is a work day. Why aren't you at wit's end?
Well, there weren't any customers, so I thought I'd just get out for a while.
Oh, where is everybody?
Oh, they're over at Novacom's new kids center.
I see. So you figured you'd take a walk and come pick my trees bare.
Oh, why not?
All right, Whit. Come down from there.
What?
Get off the ladder and have a seat. Something's wrong, and I'm not going to stand here and let you fall down, break your neck while you brood over it.
It's really nothing, Tom.
Sit. Now, tell me. What's going on?
Oh, I suppose I'm just feeling sorry for myself.
About what?
Well, sometimes I feel like I'm losing touch with the kids. Their world is so different now. Things have changed so much since I opened the shop.
Well, that's true. You know, there are times I can't make heads or tails out of what they're talking about. But that's why I hired people at the Timothy Center who are younger than me.
Exactly.
But don't you think that at the heart of it, kids are the same as they've always been? Now, sure, they got all these techno gizmos, but deep inside, they're no different than we were at that age.
Well, I'd like to think that's true, Tom. But is it?
Whit, what's this all about?
Oh, I don't feel like I relate to the kids anymore, Tom. I feel irrelevant.
You? Irrelevant? Wit's End's been the favorite kid hangout for longer than most of them have been alive. You don't have that kind of endurance by being irrelevant.
But they've stopped coming, Tom. They're all over at Novacom.
Novacom may be the flavor of the week, but the kids will see through it and come back. You'll have your customers again.
Oh, it's more than customers, Tom. I want to reach them in a way that they'll understand. When I opened Wit's End, I wanted a place of discovery, adventure, a place where kids could be kids. And I'm not even sure I know what that means anymore.
John Avery, I have never known you to sit and feel sorry for yourself for any longer than 2 minutes at a time. Now you need to stop messing around in my orchard and figure it out.
Well, that's what I came here to do. But what do you suggest?
Well, if you're that worried about it, the thing to do would be to ask them.
Who?
The kids. I'm sure they'd have some great ideas about what to do with Wits End.
Yeah, they probably would. I guess I could experiment a little.
Might be a real shot in the arm for you. And it'll get the kids involved, too.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, thanks, Tom. Well, I'll see you later.
And if it doesn't work out, bring your own ladder next time. We can pick these together.
So, what do you say? Can you come up with some ideas?
You want our ideas to make Wits End better?
Not just yours, Liz. Spread the word. I want everyone's input.
Hey, you want me to put up a suggestion box?
Oh, it sounds good. I can take written or verbal ideas.
How radical can these suggestions be?
Try me, Nathaniel. Whatever you can come up with. But I do have one stipulation. Everything still has to have a purpose.
You won't laugh at any of our ideas, will you?
No idea is too crazy.
You'll get some crazy ones, all right.
This is cool.
Well, then go ahead and get started.
All right, here's number one. A climbing wall. With ropes so nobody gets hurt.
Okay, but what's the purpose?
It could teach a Bible story. It could be the climbing wall of Jericho.
They didn't climb that wall. They marched around it and blew trumpets.
Well, that's no fun.
Virtual reality games are for boys. There's virtual car racing, virtual baseball, virtual hand-to-hand combat, but nothing for girls.
Yeah, you may have a point, Liz.
So listen to this. Virtual shopping. We can learn about using money wisely. You give us $200 of virtual money, and we can walk through a virtual mall and try on virtual clothes.
Kids don't have long attention spans these days. You really have to speed things up. So I have some suggestions for the Imagination Station.
Okay.
The Noah's Ark program. I think you should shorten it. The rain can't fall for more than, say, 4 seconds. Do you think you can flood the Earth in 4 seconds?
Ah, that's quite a storm.
Wow, I can't believe how many suggestions we got.
Yeah, some of these are pretty wild. Listen to this one. I believe it would behoove us to have an astronomically correct planetarium, with each heavenly body completing its orbit in the exact... Well, this goes on for a few pages here.
Let me guess, Eugene's...
Nailed it.
Oh, how about this one? An ice cream menu that appeals to a larger demographic. For instance, coffee-flavored ice cream for adults, bubblegum for kids, and carrot cones for vegetarians.
Yeah, Bethany Shepherd wants us to make the woods behind Wits End into a candy cane forest. Yeah, we'll get right on that one, Bethany.
Oh, free sodas for the person who can throw Alex Jefferson the farthest. Signed, Rodney Rathbone.
A skateboard ramp.
Again, Nick,
as it says in Scripture, blessed are the skateboarders, for they shall inherit the sidewalks.
That's not in Scripture, Nick.
But I saw it on a bumper sticker.
But not in the Bible.
Hey, bumper stickers do not lie, Mr. Whitaker. In my opinion, bumper stickers are little nuggets of truth.
Connie, what's going on in there? We haven't been able to go in there for 2 weeks.
Look, I told you yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. Wits End is closed while we make some changes. Just be patient.
Oh, come on. At least tell us what kinds of changes.
I hear sawing.
Come back tomorrow and you'll see.
Can't we take a peek?
Why do you think we put paper on the windows?
You can find out tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's like 15 hours away.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club is the online place for your Adventures in Odyssey fan. And with a 2-week free trial, you can listen to over 800 audio dramas, plus exclusive member content and activities. Start your free trial today at aioclub.org/free trial.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been working really hard for the past couple of weeks to make a lot of changes to Wits End. Well, the time has finally come to let you in on our secrets. Welcome to my new and improved shop, the W.E.
Wow!
This is great! Look at that!
Yeah, pretty impressive, huh?
This is awesome!
Yeah, come on and let me show you around. This is our cyber cafe. Check this out. All the booths have their own computers. You can order whatever you want by typing it in. So whoever's on duty will see your order on the screen in the back, and they'll bring it out to you in a flash.
Cool.
Would you like to order something?
I'll come back. I want to see everything else.
Sure thing.
Hey, Nathaniel, is this great or what?
Oh, I know. Have you been to the Imagination Station?
No.
Come on, let's go upstairs. It's totally revamped. It's faster, the scenes move more quickly, and it's specially designed for the 21st century kid.
Everything's spinning around me.
What happened to him?
That's the new Imagination Station. He just experienced the entire Book of Genesis in 3.5 minutes.
Cool.
Well, how's it going, kids?
I love the changes, Mr. Whitaker.
Everybody loves them.
Really?
It's a brand new place.
Hi, Nathaniel. You're here again?
Yeah, I'm meeting Alex. We're going to try the Elijah program.
Good, good. Your mom told me yesterday at church that you and Alex were chosen to head up your school's internet site. That's great.
Thanks. That was about 2 weeks ago.
Oh. So, you're doing okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. I saw you mowing your grass the other day.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll have some ice cream after we're done.
Well, actually, I have to run to Connellsville to pick up a computer part.
Oh.
But Nick will be here.
Okay. I gotta go.
Sure. I guess I'll see you around.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hello.
What's wrong?
Oh, I'm sorry. You just remind me of someone.
Oh.
What can I do for you?
My name is Mary Hopkins. I've been here before, a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm astounded. What happened?
Oh, we've made a few changes.
I see that. Why?
To appeal to the kids. I asked them what kinds of changes they wanted, and this is what they came up with.
I see. Mm. Are the changes a success?
Oh, it looks that way. We've been overflowing with kids for a week now, more than ever before.
Hmm. Listen, do you mind if I look around?
No, go right ahead.
Thanks.
Oh, Nathaniel. I didn't expect to find you here.
I thought you were going to Connellsville.
Yeah, I am. I had to grab something out of my office. What are you doing?
Just looking at this Tower of Babel display.
Why? That's not new. You've seen it 1,000 times.
I know.
Well, you mind if I join you?
No. I always liked this display.
Me too.
Kind of simplistic, but tells the story nicely.
It's not too slow for you?
No.
You don't think the story could be told more effectively in 6 seconds?
No.
You're not going back on your theory, are you?
No, I think all the changes with the Imagination Station are great. All of them. It's exciting, interesting.
But?
But somehow it just doesn't seem like Wits End anymore.
No, it's not. It's the W.E.
I know. And I hate to tell you this because I know you went to a lot of trouble, but I think I like Wits End better.
You know what? I do too.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker, there you are.
Oh, hi, Miss Hopkins. Well, did you have a look around?
Yes, I did.
And what do you think?
I think... Well, you've certainly made a lot of changes. Are you going to keep them all?
I'm not sure. I'll probably keep some of them and make changes to others.
I see.
Is there something wrong?
I have to be honest with you. I think I liked it a lot better before.
Oh, that's interesting.
When I came a few weeks ago, I walked in that door and I saw kids sitting around a counter talking to you, like kids don't talk to adults anymore. Now there's no one at the counter. They're all in their booths, typing their orders in on a keyboard. This was a place of relationships. Now it's a place of gadgets. That's only my opinion, of course.
Oh, I welcome it. But I don't understand. Why are you interested in Wits End at all?
I'm sorry, I should have explained before. I own a chain of children's bookstores. You may have seen the one in Connellsville, Mary's Story Shop?
Oh, yes, yes.
I've been there. I've heard some of the kids say it's the best bookstore they've ever been in.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've always felt like Mary's Story Shop is exactly what children's bookstore should be.
Thank you. And I've always felt a certain affection for Wits End. Well, the old Wits End. So tell me, what made you decide to change everything?
Well, like I said, I asked the kids.
But if you had a good thing before, why did you ask them to make changes now?
Well, to put it simply, I was afraid Wits End had become boring.
Oh?
Well, you see, from the very beginning, I've wanted to reach out to kids, get them where they are. And I didn't know if I was doing that anymore. So I went for something more exciting and trendy.
I understand. But the problem is that whatever is exciting and trendy now probably won't be tomorrow.
Hmm.
The Wits End I saw a few weeks ago was timeless, going past the trends and the fads to reach kids where they are.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you're looking for ways to expand your outreach, Mr. Whitaker, I think I can help you.
How?
We want to expand our company by adding places for kids to mix fun with reading. What would you say to creating a Wits End in Connellsville?
Wow, you mean turn this shop into a chain?
Well, I don't know, Miss Hopkins. I'd have to think about that.
You said you wanted to appeal to more kids. This is your chance.
Go for it.
Well, Miss Hopkins, a lot goes into starting a new business.
I know. But I wouldn't be making this suggestion if I hadn't given it a lot of thought and planning. If you and I could meet one afternoon, I could show you what we have in mind. All we need is your permission and your expertise.
Well, I'm overwhelmed. I'll have to give it some thought.
Of course, I understand. I don't expect an answer today, but I would like you to consider carefully what I'm offering.
Oh, I will.
Here's my card. Give me a call.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. Well, bye.
Bye.
I look forward to doing business with you, Mr. Whitaker.
I can't believe it. A chain of W.E.s.
Oh, no. I think we'll stick with the name Wits End.
I declare, Whit, that is quite an undertaking.
Yeah, it sure is.
It'd be hard helping out in both places.
I know.
Probably wouldn't give you a whole lot of time for anything else.
I know.
So, are you going to do it?
I'm praying very seriously about it, Tom.
Well, do you think it'll cure what ails you?
Oh, maybe. It seems like the next logical step. And it's a great ministry opportunity.
Yeah, but how do you feel about all of it?
How do I feel? Inspired.
I think all of us have times when we become discouraged. We work hard and we do our best, but sometimes it doesn't feel like it's enough. Then we begin to second-guess what God wants us to do. We wonder if we should make changes, or maybe we should do things the same way. The answers aren't always easy, and can only be found through prayer and, of course, God's Word. For instance, I think Psalm 37 verses 4 through 7 are an important reminder when I'm feeling discouraged or confused. It says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him." Do you have a favorite verse that you read when you're feeling down? If you do, then why don't you share it with us? Simply write to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995.
In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called The WE. And be sure to visit our webpage at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The WE was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.